Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. Check us out on weekends or whenever they air the show here. Friends, today we're going to be reflecting on a gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5. We're continuing in the Sermon on the Mount, and oh my goodness, this is one of my favorite sections of Matthew 5. Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because one of my absolute favorite theological reflections, schools of thought, ways of teaching, comes from a man named John Paul II, St. John Paul II, St. John Paul the Great. It's called the Theology of the Body. Why do I love the Theology of the Body? Well, I'm going to tell you. You're in for a treat, all right? I studied chemistry and theology in college because I was a glutton for punishment, I suppose. I really enjoyed chemistry. Why? Because it was cool to see the way that God works in the world, to see the juxtaposition of a naturalistic and a supernaturalistic, if that's a word, perspective on creation. And one of my favorite laws in my study of chemistry, it was organic chemistry specifically, was this idea that form follows function, that the way that something is built actually describes and communicates the way that it works, and vice versa is true as well. In the theology of the body, we see that the way that God designed us is evident in the way that we are made, and that our very bodies are an affirmation of our dignity and our destiny. And it's here in this type of teaching that we hear in today's gospel that Jesus kind of launches into that place that John Paul II uses as his launch pad into communicating this beautiful theology of the body. Let's read in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Not a very fun way of reading, but I want to pull out the gold here, right? John Paul II, in his introduction to Theology of the Body, he launches off the part in Matthew's gospel where the Pharisees come and they ask Jesus a leading question about divorce. And his response is, in the beginning, it wasn't so. That when we look back to our first parents, when we look back to Adam and Eve, when we look back to our creation in the garden, we can see that we were made for a better way of living. Sometimes we lower ourselves to the bare minimum, right? Our hope is to get through life oftentimes, you know, not for the hope of heaven, but with the perspective that as long as I get through my day without sinning mortally, then I'm going to be all right. Friends, there's a better way. And that's what Jesus communicates in today's gospel. I want to look at the phrasing real quick. You have heard it said blank, but I say to you blank, right? Jesus is saying, we've been raised in a culture where we settle for the bare minimum, but I say to you, you have been made for greatness. We settle for a culture where, in this case, you shall not commit adultery. Or in this case, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, you were made for more. That you have a dignity being made in the image and likeness of God. that you don't have to settle for just, obeying the minimum of the law. Why? Because when we align ourselves with God, when we align ourselves with the life that He's destined for us, we'll find ultimate fulfillment. If you think you need more happiness in your life, ask yourself, am I just trying to get by with the minimum in regard to my life of prayer and my commitment to the Lord? Or am I seeing the opportunity that He's laid out before me in a destiny of a life fulfilled and in love with Him? Thanks for joining today in this reflection on Matthew chapter 5. To learn more about Damascus and the events and programs offered here, please visit us online at damascus.net. God bless.